Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another check-in with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
This week we're going to be talking about prostate cancer, which seems to be in the news quite a lot these days. Elizabeth, I have been hearing that there is a new way of detecting prostate cancer.
Yes, it's using MR, magnetic resonance imaging, Toby. It's as a screening tool alongside a PSA density. Now, that's prostate-specific antigen test. Now, that's the MRI scan has been found to be more accurate than the blood test alone, so that's quite encouraging.
Am I right in thinking that the prostate gland is connected to the bladder?
Yeah, it's a gland found in men situated between the penis and the bladder, and it's responsible for the production of semen.
Elizabeth, do a lot of older men have an enlarged prostate?
Yes, I think it's important to say, first of all, that having an enlarged prostate does not pose a greater risk of having cancer. I think that's an important thing to say because a lot of men hearing all about this are worried. Now, we call it an enlarged prostate. It's called BPH, or benign prostatic hyperplasia. And if you think about somebody who has got this enlarged prostate, what happens is the difficulty starting to urinate, they're maybe frequently urinating, maybe getting up during the night, and they also have difficulty fully emptying the bladder.
So what can men do about that then?
Well, there are various surgical treatments, but your doctor may just advise, first of all, lifestyle changes, possibly medication. The lifestyle changes are the usual things, cutting down on caffeine drinks, alcohol. Now, they stimulate the urge to urinate. Exercising regularly, having a varied diet, a really nutritious diet is usually recommended. And of course, there are a lot of different medicines that are used if your doctor thinks it's necessary. Mirabegron is one. Finasteride and dutasteride, you've maybe heard about that. They block the effects of a hormone on the gland and that reduces its size. There are also medicines that relax bladder muscles, tamsulosin, alfuzosin, relax bladder muscles, and that means urinating is easier. So there's lots of medication that can be given without perhaps resorting to any type of invasive surgery.
Elizabeth, for men like me who are over 50, is it good to get checked out by your doctor?
Yes, I think that's definitely a recommendation now. The checks will probably include answering questions about symptoms, a rectal examination, which I know a lot of men don't fancy, but really it's a little uncomfortable, but rarely painful. And of course, the blood test I talked about at the beginning, that might be taken, a blood sample might be taken when you go along to see your doctor. All in all, a lot of different tests that can be carried out. But really, the first step is to book an appointment. And I think we're seeing, you probably heard in the news, that any man over 50 really should be getting it checked out.
Yes, I think that's true for many men like me who are over 50 to get regular checks from our doctor. As always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe get in contact and ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
All the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure, Toby.